would it sound if I said that and them and these and those guys?
Do what?
That and them and these and those guys.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound like elocution?
Yes.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to what promises to be another exciting episode of The Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Kat.
And if it's going to be, if we're going to promise, then we better deliver.
Well, we may do neither, we may do both. It just depends. Flip the coin.
There's a lot of fleas in this world, and we like to bring the attention to those. Put them in the spotlight, if you will.
Oh, yeah, that's what this is about, giving fleas their
to 15 minutes.
Yeah, or 15 seconds.
You got a nice little one there. Right?
Yes, this took place at a Walmart in Wisconsin. Doesn't sound too crazy until you hear what it's about. Man accused of guzzling alcohol while in a Walmart liquor sale, of course, took place in Wisconsin. No big surprise there. apparently, a man was walking down the aisle of said Walmart, down the liquor aisle, while his wife was doing some grocery shopping. Took a whole bunch of these spiked lemonade drinks from the shelf, drank them, put them back onto the shelf for someone else, I guess, to buy empty bottles. Apparently, that's the thing to do up in Wisconsin is buy empty bottles. When he was arrested, he was arrested basically because it's one of the Walmart Supercenter people saw him on the camera, put it back there. They called the police to have him arrested. The man's big concern was he didn't know how he was going to tell his wife that his 16th month streak of being sober was broken down the aisle of a Walmart liquor aisle.
And you know what's bad about this? He actually got caught. I'm sure it's happened before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was reading some other stories on here about people. Apparently in Walmart, people said that they've gone in there and have drank. Like, they'll go in there, pretend they're grocery shopping, get a six-pack and drink the six-pack, and then just leave the shopping cart in the middle. I'm like, you know what? Sounds like a Sunday afternoon to me.
Well, every time I'm in Walmart, they're always offering samples of something anyway, so it might as well be hard liquor.
Yeah, and let's be honest. We've all been in a Walmart, and who, upon 5 minutes of walking to Walmart, doesn't want to get drunk from what they see in there?
My wife this summer called me and goes, oh, my God, there is a guy pissing in the aisle where the toilet paper is.
Sir, that's to buy, not to use in here.
I was once in Walmart where there was a guy walking around smoking a cigarette and just putting all kinds of different stuff in his cart and yelling, get away you can, it's free tonight.
The last time I was at the Walmart, went grocery shopping, and on the way in, I hear the Maury Povich show break out. I hear, you know that baby's yours, why don't you take care of it? And my first response is, well, thank God I get my cheesy broccoli here for a dollar, because that was well worth it right there.
It's the quality of entertainment.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Ken, I'm going to read you the topic of this next story, and I'm considering not even telling you any more about it. Just the headline alone should speak for itself, kind of. Police seek man after fighting with sister in cat shaving case.
Mm-hmm.
All right, police seek man after fight with sister in cat shaving case. That's in the old Swanville, Maine area.
Wow.
metro
it's
area.
It's a nor'easter right there.
Yeah, anyway, police actually went out on a four-hour hunt with dogs to find this guy. But here's what happened, Ken. Here's how the fight started. The brother was older than the sister, like 3 or 4 years older. The sister had decided to shave the family cat.
Oh.
Yes. And she was going to shave the family cat because the cat had fleas and ticks.
Oh.
Okay.
One of our own.
Yeah, she's one of us.
Yeah.
Well, the brother wanted the sister to stop shaving the cat.
Uh-huh.
The sister thought shaving the cat was going to rid it of fleas and ticks. And then the brother, she's using those electric clippers on the cat.
Oh, wow.
Well, the brother gets pissed off and go grabs a knife and tries to cut the cord on the electric trimmers.
Wow.
The sister kicks him in the balls. And while he's falling or bending over, whatever he was doing, accidentally cuts himself with the knife.
Oh.
So in retaliation, he goes over and starts strangling the sister.
Oh, God.
In that act, and this is all happening at once, she makes a 911 call. He takes off. Cops go on this big, long, four-hour hike. This is in Maine, okay?
Wow.
This is two major national stories to come out of Maine in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The other one was the 11-year-old getting birth control.
Yeah. Oh.
Which, my personal opinion, is crazy, but...
Yeah, that's wild. My thing about this whole thing is, I know several women that shave their cat to get rid of fleas. That's their own business. It shouldn't be. Yeah, you're a brother. You're concerned about your sister's cat and having fleas on it, but that's up to her and whoever she's showing her cat to.
What happened to the cat in this story? I wonder. There's a new thing out called flea and tick. What is it? That's a flea. You can get a flea and tick dip.
Yeah, you can.
It's not good with potato chips.
No, it's not. It's got kind of like a vinegary taste to it.
Or the shampoo.
Yeah, and then they also have the powder too. You can sprinkle the flea stuff on the carpet, and
right?
It'll clean the carpet off.
But shaving the cat is just not suggested.
Yeah, I mean, I like a shaved cat, but I mean, that's up to them. I don't have. I should have no say.
Poor pussy. Yeah, pitiful pussy.
It is.
All right, Keon Clark under arrest in Texas.
Breaking news.
He's been on the run. The NBA player who has several warrants out for his arrest, and he's on the loose. Didn't make his court date in Illinois and was arrested. Okay. United States Marshal pulls over a Greyhound bus in which Keon Clark was in.
Was it Tommy Lee Jones? I didn't run that warrant. I don't care.
I'm not sure, but... just the thought of a U.S. Marshal pulling over a Greyhound bus, like I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how nervous everybody on the bus was?
Yeah. Like every time, like, don't look at him. Don't look at him. And every time, every row that the U.S. Marshal walks up, just the sigh of relief from the person that they pass is unbearable.
Right. Like kicking stuff under the seats. And
hide it. Flush it down the toilet.
Anyway, I could just imagine that. The 7-foot Keon Clark. In jail, he'd probably be there for a long time too, because he's not being a real good boy here as of late.
But like, if you're Keon Clark, obviously you're 7'2", 7'1". If they say bus driver, pull over, we're looking for a 7'1" male. Are you just Keon Clark in the back of the bus going crap? Just, you know what I mean? Because it's not like you can hide. Like, that's not me. That's you're stereotyping. You're trying to blame me for something I didn't do. Sir, you're the only 7-foot person on this bus. You need to come with us. I'm Keon Clark, damn it. I play for the Sacramento Kings.
He could have played in Europe. I'm sure he could have still had quite a career, but messed that up.
You can go play for the Bengals now.
There you go.
Yeah, speaking of football, I want to get into this real quick. They're having the Dolphins-Giants game this weekend in London, the first regular season game by the NFL ever to be played overseas or outside of the country, Mexico, London. It's taking place in London. They interviewed one of the Dolphin players, rookie Channing Crowder, about being in London, going to London, and he said that the only London he knows is London Fletcher, and London Fletcher is black, so he knows he's not from London because there's no black folk in London. But one of the players on his team, he knows he's from London because he speaks funny, and he fits the stereotype of London people.
Well, there you have it. And he doesn't brush his teeth.
He doesn't. And he loves fish. And he loves fish and chips.
And he doesn't brush his teeth. All right. Great times. No great oldies.
Yeah. Great times. Great oldies.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening to The Flea Show. This is Randy saying so long.
This is Ken saying fleas to ya.
And have a good... Halloween's coming up.
It is.
Swalloween.
It was. We had to cancel the
Halloween. Oh, and remember, when there's frost on the pumpkin, guys, it's time for
Peter Duncan.